This is Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for exploring leadership from the intellect, the heart, and the spirit. Whether you're a leader now or aspire to be a leader in the future, you owe it to yourself to learn about the big ideas that have shaped the careers of compelling communicators, masters of influence, and highly effective leaders. Uncommon Sense for Leaders. Tune in to hear thought-provoking ideas on every aspect of leadership. You can expect dynamic discussions with special guests, quick tips you can apply immediately for better results, and the tools you need to take you from where you are to where you want to be as a leader. Are you ready to crack the code for achieving unprecedented results? Then welcome the host of Uncommon Sense for Leaders, Catherine Carlisi.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining today. My name is Valia Glitzis. I am your guest host the second Wednesday of every month. It's really my pleasure to be here with you today. And again, thanks for taking out the precious time in your day to be with us to talk about different dimensions of leadership. So for those of you who have not joined me before, I have the privilege and honor of guest hosting for Catherine the second week of every month. And my background is in executive coaching, leadership development. My firm is called The Paradox of Leadership. And like the word says, The Paradox, I take clients through an inside-out journey to leadership rather than a more traditional outside-in approach. So it's not just about goal setting and goal articulation. It really is this inner world of leadership, which is the world that we all share by opting into this type of programming. So in terms of the type of work I do, it's executive coaching, it's leadership development training, webinars, seminars, executive teams, off-sites, retreats, and the one common denominator is truly the emotional intelligence, the cascading through traditional dimensions of communication, of team building, of brand building, but from a place of that inside out self-knowledge, self-awareness, self-realization to ultimately help somebody lead their life and experience, not just manage it. The companies I serve really across industry and scope, so everything from McKinsey, Facebook, to organizations like Digitas, Edelman, really across. To me, the one common denominator is clients and organizations who are looking for a different type of leading. And that's actually what I wanted to speak with you about today, is the type of leadership that we're going to talk about and the heart and soul of branding, which is at the core of what I do. So the type of organization, I think, are those who are looking for a different flavor of what talent development really means. And when I think about leadership development and what I want to share with you today is that it's not just about the role that you're playing in your organization. It's not even the role that you're playing in your life, whether mother, father, son, daughter, employee, or boss, right? This is about how are you leading your experience on all dimensions. And it's my pleasure to bring my world and my passion and the world that I come from to you so that we can be having this type of dialogue and raising the consciousness of leadership across our lives and across the organizations and people that we serve. So as I was thinking what would be a topic that would be of interest today, I was hoping to share really the heart and soul of what I do with clients, which is personal branding. And for those of you who are thinking, hold on a second, branding, that's cliche, I've heard that up and down and inside out, I want to invite you to consider a different type of branding, a branding that comes, again, from the inside out, a type of branding that is very much anchored into who you are, what you stand for, your non-negotiables, the things that light you up, the way you make decisions, the way you shift from just operating out of habit to operating from a place of choice. For those of you that remember, that's a lot of what we spoke about last time together, these dichotomies of leadership. Right? How does one shift from a management mindset of managing their life, organizing, controlling, planning, which is necessary, to one of actually leading their life, right? To be able to operate through chaos, to be able to choose one's responses in life, not just to be reacting. Right, to really be leading the experience. That, to me, is the essence of branding. So I mean it very viscerally. I mean it very tangibly and tactically, and of course metaphorically. So we're going to explore all sorts of dimensions. I wanted to share with you today, what are the nuggets, what are the ways that I have been able to guide clients through understanding this concept of branding in a very practical way to unfold and help them in their decision making and in the way that they are actually leading their experience. So I invite you to grab a notebook if you don't have one. Grab a piece of paper because we're going to be doing jotting down some thoughts and insights throughout the session today. And any questions you have, as always, I'm happy to share my email address at the very end of the program so that you can be engaging with me, with Catherine, to continue these and foster these conversations around leadership. So let's get started. So why branding? To me, it's something that has come up, and as I started coaching and I was starting my business, it felt like no one was saying the word branding, but ultimately what people wanted was this alignment between how they saw themselves and how the world saw them. And if I really think about what branding means to me, it's a couple of things. First, it's this concept of what do you stand for in a way that really defines you and sets you apart. I think that there's an essence of branding in there. But I also think quite practically, it's when there is a parallel between how you want to be known and how the world actually sees you. So let's dive in. Capture for yourself, if you would, on a piece of paper, what are the three words? If I ask you, how do you want to be known, say 5 years from now, not much more than five, so a year from now, 2 years, up to 5 years from now, what are ways in which you would love for people to describe you? And just capture that for a moment. We're going to come back to that. So quite simply, what a brand is not. A brand is not your LinkedIn profile. It's not your resume, right? It's not your job title, your elevator pitch. It's not even your network. It's not how you dress. It's not the positions that you've held. That's often a place where people think brands live, right? It's not even just a logo. It's not a tagline. It's not a color, right? A brand is very much the integration of who you are, what you stand for, and again, what are people's experience of you. So why does a brand actually matter? And I alluded to a few of these things before, but quite practically, a brand adds value into the world, right? It educates other people in terms of what you believe, what they're going to be experiencing around you. And truly priceless and integrated brands, right, they're unique, they add value, they're consistent, they're authentic, right, they're relevant, but ultimately, they pay over time, right? A strong brand is worthwhile, right? You're going to wait for a strong brand. You're going to also forgive a strong brand in someone or something that you believe in. You're going to be a brand is a lot more resilient, right? When it has been invested in, when it has been communicated to people. So think about that. When you think about your own personal brand, is it clear? If it's not clear, what would it look like to be considered more worthwhile, right? More resilient, more consistent, more coherent, really adding value? Because over time, that connects the dots to very practical things, whether it's promotions, whether it's engaging your network further, right? Whether it is starting your own business and having a network that follows you, whether it is more money over time, right? Whatever it is that you want, there is somehow a connection to how you are showing up. And to me, a brand, quite honestly, when I say from the inside out, I mean how do you go in to figure out your inner world to then be able to come out and express that with clarity, with synthesis, and with impact. So when I think about, to me, when I think about my brand and how it has helped me over time, and I think about clients and their brand and how every day they are able to anchor back into it, I think the number one thing is it serves as a compass. Because the world is tumultuous, right? Our lives get busy, things are complicated, decisions are tough. We are very layered in the dimensions of life that we're living in, particularly today, particularly in the busy cities and the busy organizations in which we find ourselves. So it becomes this compass, right? It becomes this guiding light, this North Star, whatever you want to call it. It distills the essence of clarity and focus. It becomes, quite frankly, your decision-making tool. So when you're not sure about what's going on, which way to go, who to incorporate into a meeting, who to promote or not to promote, right? This brand becomes, okay, now I understand, this is my anchor, what filters in and what filters out. Other things, and what I mentioned earlier, career progression, of course, relationships, I believe personal and professional satisfaction, new opportunities, achieving your goals. There's a laundry list of ways in which a brand is practically, right, quite a bit in terms of giving you ROI, but that's what it matters. So what we're going to do today is do two approaches. I want to first start with an inside-out approach where we're going to be talking about the thought patterns in your head, how to create a personal leadership mantra, looking at your values and your strengths, so how we really create that strong anchor. And then I want to give you a couple of tools and tips and tricks to tackle the outside-in part of branding, right? So what are the dimensions where people are seeing you from the outside? So how do we get these two worlds parallel, your internal world and your external world? And for the outside-in dimensions, we'll talk about various facets of branding, right? The physical, the mental, the emotional, the social, even the spiritual dimensions of a brand, which is what people experience of you. And from that place, I will invite you, as always, give you a few nuggets of homework to consider making an actual brand mission statement. And that would be my wish as a takeaway for you today, is after we've gone from the inside out, then from the outside in, how do we integrate this all into an experience of a personal mission statement that then becomes your guiding post, right, your compass? As things are unsure, you know what it is that you stand for between now and the next goal, the next milestone, whatever it is that you want to achieve. So if you would please, we're going to go to break in a second, but if you would please grab your notebook, get comfortable, and really start opening your mind to those three words that I asked you to capture in terms of where you would want to be in 5 years, because we're going to use that as our pillar as we dive in. So take a seat, get ready, and I will see you in a couple of seconds. We'll be back after the break.
There's more to come with Catherine and her guests on Uncommon Sense for Leaders. Catherine returns after this short break.
Are you looking for something more in your life or business? More success, more stability, more happiness? It's all out there waiting for you, but it doesn't just happen. You've got to go get it. Make it happen with Michelle McCullough, where motivation and strategy intersect. Michelle is a serial entrepreneur, acclaimed speaker, and the Woohoo Radio Network's resident business and success strategist. Michelle has the smarts, strategies, and experience to help you improve your life and take your business to the next level. You've got big dreams. You've got big vision. Now it's time for you to make it happen.
This is the All Business Radio Network. ABRN.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward, with tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned. These pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on Toginet.com.
You're listening to Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for exploring leadership from the intellect, the heart, and the spirit. Here with more thought-provoking ideas on every aspect of leadership, Catherine Carlisi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Valia Glitzis, your guest host today, and we are talking about personal leadership branding. And what that means in its essence is who you are on the inside, does that parallel who you are on the outside and how people receive you, and how to actually make a branding statement and a personal brand, something very practical and tactical to serve you on your own leadership journey. And my hope is that this brand that we're going to just give you some tips and tricks on how to create today can actually serve as a compass, right, as something that helps you navigate between here and every decision it is that you have to make in goals, in goal setting, in promotion achievement, in relationship rebuilding, whatever it is that you want, how this brand can become the anchor. So we're going to dive right in and take a look from two different ways. So we're going to take a look from the inside out, okay? So this is going to be the thought patterns, the values, the strengths, what it is foundationally and ultimately that you stand for. And then from the outside in, what are dimensions that the world sees that are going to be relevant as you are uncovering what it is that you want to be known for? And then finally, going to give you some homework, as always, to consider crafting an actual branding vision mission statement for yourself so that that can serve as a document, a piece of paper, an inspirational saying, whatever format it ends up being for you, but something that can guide you from day to day as you're navigating the course of your career, of your personal dimensions, again, whatever is relevant for you and top of mind as you're joining our call today. So without further ado, let's get started. So in terms of the inside out brand, that's the world that I come from and really the part that I believe is the glue in the concept of branding, right? I think it's very easy to think about a brand externally. You can fix your wardrobe. You can go to a communications coach. You can sit up a little bit straighter, right? You can join a different company. I think those things are wonderful and important. And sometimes if they're not done with the support of the inside out work, they become more of a Band-Aid approach, which we've talked about a lot on this show. So when someone asks you, quite clearly, what do you want? That becomes one of the scariest statements. I can't tell you how many clients I have seen work through and go to networking events, right? They're ready to do a career shift or to start their own company. And I say, great. So let's say you're at a networking event and I am the ideal person on the receiving end. And I ask you, what do you want? How can I help you? Just let me know what you want. And people come back with responses like, well, you know, I'm looking for a job. And I say, great, so what type of job? And they say, I'll take anything in finance. And I say, okay, great, can you be a little more specific? What in finance? Oh, it doesn't matter, I'll do anything. I hear this 9 times out of 10. And the problem, right, with getting that type of lack of clarity, I would argue, in terms of what you want, is that you're not helping me. Right? So if I want to be here, I want to be the person who's actually helping you to sort out your next professional move or your next personal move, but the only clarity you can give me is an industry, you put all the work on my shoulders. That's the opposite of branding, right? A brand is something very specific, a unique value proposition that you offer to the world, but that you are able to dictate and articulate how you are special, how you are unique. So when the work goes always on the receiving party, and we do it because we think, oh, well, let me just be broad so I don't miss any opportunities, right? I understand why we do it, but it's that courage of allowing yourself to focus. It's actually part of the irony of focus. To allow yourself to focus ultimately opens up that many more doors because now you start becoming known for something. And what do we say a brand is? Right? A brand is how the world experiences you. It's when you become known for something. So I think one of the reasons why it's so hard to articulate what it is that we want is distilled down to a very simple analogy. And forgive me for something that sounds so simple. It is simple, not easy, but I have seen this across industry and scope with my clients. It all boils down to this one thing. So picture that you have been born an apple tree. Right? Within you is this apple seed, and you're going to grow up, and you're going to be the absolute best and most beautiful apple tree there can be. So it's actually quite clear what you want, right? It's already within you. It's internal. It's in your consciousness. You know what it is that you want to be. What happens is we spend most of our lives and we spend most of our training and education and institutions saying, ooh, if only I could be a little more like that lemon tree, right? Okay, I'm happy being an apple tree, but if I could just have a couple of seeds like a lemon tree, right, then I could be a little bit better. And maybe while I'm at it, a little bit more of that peach tree also. The challenge is, right, rather than sitting there and being quite clear and content that you are the apple tree, you're sitting there and looking over your shoulders. And I know this metaphor sounds silly, but when you think about it in real terms, how much of your time, energy, money, resources do you spend looking over your shoulders? Do you spend trying to be someone that you are not in hopes that that will get you more clarity to answer that question, what do you want? So a brand is the opposite. Building an actual brand is going into that apple tree and saying, this is who I am, this is who I'm not, having the courage to focus and go in to then be able to articulate to the world, hey, here's what I stand for, and if need be, here's what I don't stand for. And in doing so, have that many more opportunities, resources, money, promotions, whatever it is that you're seeking, come your way. So I'd like to give you a tool that's going to help you. And we've talked about this on a previous show, but it's really relevant to branding. So I'm going to do a quick review for those who hadn't joined us. It's a tool thinking about your thought patterns, because it is the thought patterns that work internally that actually stand in the way. Right? It's that inner critic, that inner gremlin. We did a whole show on this, so please go back if this is of interest to you. That fear, where does that fear come from? Right? That inner critic that's looking over our shoulders and saying, ooh, I wish I were a little bit more like the lemon tree. How do we quiet that voice? Because until we do that, branding is impossible. So, we start with a thought, right? I want you to write this on your piece of paper, thought. So the thought is, let's say, I am terrible at self-promotion. I'm terrible at promoting myself. Then I want you to write the word feeling. The feeling that comes from that thought, now chemically in my brain as I'm saying I'm terrible at promoting myself, the feelings are ones of insecurity, self-doubt, perhaps I become shy, perhaps I feel ashamed, right? Whatever comes up for you in your thought pattern. Now from that feeling of shy, ashamed, withdrawn, lack of self-confidence, I want you to write the word action, because it's from that place, from those chemicals running through my body, that I will start to act. So when I'm acting now or in acting, how am I showing up? Let's say I have an interview next week and I'm coming from the place of I'm terrible at self-promoting. So from that withdrawn place of shy, ashamed, right, lack of self-confidence, I'm now, how am I showing up at the interview? Perhaps shoulders shrugged, not asking the right questions, not promoting myself and actually sharing some of my amazing milestones and achievements, right? I'm not showing up fully as me because I'm still doubting that I'm being the full apple tree. And then ultimately, the last word on the page, right? So you've got thought, feeling, action. The last page is result. So what are you getting or what are you not getting? So look at in your life right now, where is it that you are not getting the full experience of achievements that you want? And ask yourself, what is the thought pattern that's actually driving that experience? Little coach's hint right here. If you have a hard time getting to the thought, because sometimes it's very tricky for the brain to actually release the thought that it is thinking, it's scary to do this, right? We're talking about moving from unconsciousness to consciousness. Ask yourself, when was the last time that you had a very frustrating experience that lingered for a while? Right, that it just sat with you, right? One of those, like, ugh, in the pit of your stomach, it lasted for a couple of days. Ask yourself, what was the thought pattern that was driving that experience about yourself? Most often, that will be able to release the thought pattern for you, and it is usually a deeper, darker version, right? This is not going to sound like, oh, well, I'm not good at that. It's not that, right? This is going to sound much more of self-worth. Right, it's that fear that lives in all of us of being accepted, of being loved, of feeling safe, right? So it'll often sound something around the imposter syndrome, which we've talked about a lot in our work together, right? I'm not good enough, or when will they find me out, or I'm a fraud, right? We all have those voices, and talking about them, doing the work that we are doing right now starts normalizing it, and by normalizing it, we're able to move forward and start crafting a brand. That's the magic here. So that's a big piece of your homework, to do this thoughts, feelings, actions, results model. Start from the bottom, right? The challenge is most people try and substitute one action for another and expect a different result. It doesn't work. And I always joke, and I think I've shared this with you, that this is why New Year's resolutions don't stick. Because we think, oh, well, I acted this way, I'm going to try acting a different way, expecting a different result, but ultimately usually getting the same result. And that happens because we didn't get to the root of the challenge, which is where that thought pattern was anchored. So, crafting and having the courage to look at these ripple effects for yourself, this is the heart and soul, and I promise you, the most challenging part of branding, because we need to know what gets in the way before we can actually solve for it and come out into the world to share who we are. So from there, I want you to create a new thought. I want you to create a thought that we're going to call your personal leadership mantra, which will become what you stand for. This is your non-negotiable, no matter what, you believe this to be true about yourself. I had a client recently, right, who said, I am a courageous thinker. I know that to be true about myself. I had another, I was doing a women's leadership workshop last week, and I loved it. This woman came up and she said, I can because I care. There was something about compassion and caring in a very cutthroat industry that she was working in that she said, this is what distinguishes my brand. So it is some type of mantra. It is a word, a phrase, a theme, some statement about yourself that you know whenever you get down, you can basically insert it rather than saying the I'm terrible at promoting myself. I can because I care. Right? You put your personal leadership mantra, which was going to create an entirely different feeling in your body. From that different feeling, you're going to have a different action or inaction because chemically, your brain, right? Our brain is plastic. This is what neuroplasticity research is teaching us. We are able to reprogram over the course of a couple of weeks how our habits and how our experiences actually exude into the world. Right? So this becomes your guiding post. I want you to only have one. I want you to have one because that is what's going to make it effective, sticky, and become the glue of all the personal leadership branding work that you're doing. So take a few minutes. We're going to go on break. Just have a think. Right? And this might come to you tomorrow. It might come to you in a couple of days. What is something that you stand for that you know to be true about yourself? Okay? A strength, a guiding light, something inspirational. This is going to serve as your personal leadership mantra moving forward. So have a stab at that. And when we come back, we're going to start tackling our values and our strengths. We'll be right back.
There's more to come with Catherine and her guests on Uncommon Sense for Leaders. Catherine returns after this short break.
Are you fascinated by the stories behind the stories? The people behind their masks? The truth about people's failures and redemptions in both their business and personal lives? Then Off the Record Secrets Of with host Judy Schreiner is for you. It's people's secrets that make them interesting, but very few folks are willing to reveal them unless they trust that their information will be treated with accuracy, fairness, and respect. People have been entrusting their secrets to longtime business journalist Judy Schreiner for the last 25 years, and now she's bringing her expertise and impressive contact list. Tune in and call in as host Judy Schreiner talks to guests off the record as they reveal new secrets each Tuesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central.
This is the All Business Radio Network, ABRN.
Join us for Healing with the Marijke Method. This is an amazingly informative show to help heal people as well as their horses, dogs, and cats. This show inspires and empowers people to take charge of their own health and their animals' health using the power of diet, nutrition, natural medicines, and lifestyle to heal a variety of health problems. Learn how food impacts all physical and emotional health conditions and how diet and natural medicines are used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. Marijke is a health and nutrition specialist, homeopathic practitioner, a gifted medical intuitive and healer, and an author and educator with over 2 decades of experience in clinical practice for people and their pets. Join our host, Marijke van de Water, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
You're listening to Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for exploring leadership from the intellect, the heart, and the spirit. Here with more thought-provoking ideas on every aspect of leadership, Catherine Carlisi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is your guest host, Valia Glitzis, and today we are talking about personal branding, how we make your inner world actually align with how you want the world to be experiencing you. Before the break, we spoke about creating a personal leadership mantra, which is essentially a statement, a personal mission statement, the tagline of your North Star and your compass that helps you anchor. Right, and I'll just give you an example of mine. When I was starting my business and my practice, it really felt overwhelming of, you know, how much work, right? It just felt, okay, you're starting a business, and it all became about this concept of just work hard and just keep being in the work. And that was not serving me. It actually became exhaustion. It was a recipe for burnout, you know, and it's true. You start a business, and like any entrepreneur, there are logistics that you're worrying about. There's visioning things. There's ideas. It's a very lonely place to be. And something that came very true to me as my personal leadership mantra is I am here to serve. The minute I took my ego out of the, I need one more client, and I need that client, and that one on my roster, and build the resume, and go get another degree, the minute I let go and I said, I am here to serve, whew, the whole thing looked different, the entire picture. That became my brand, right? That this is about touching as many people as possible and spreading this concept of personal leadership and how it changes lives, rather than me getting in my head about the logistics and the ups and downs and the ins and outs of a business, which would always be there. So whatever it is that your personal leadership mantra is, use it. Every single day, practice, invest in it. It is like building muscles at a gym. I can't have you do it once every 3 weeks. It needs to be a consistent, repetitive thing that allows us to quiet that inner critic and that inner gremlin. So, number two, tool in your toolkit for the inside-out branding. We're going to look at values. So there's two types of values, right? There's fear-based values and there's truth-based values. Values is not just a nice-to-have, okay, let's talk about this, and this sounds woo-woo. Right? Values is something very grounded and anchored that is being talked about in businesses all across this country and the world. Right? So fear-based values. Fear-based values sound like this. If I don't work hard, right? Let's say my value is responsibility. If I don't work hard and I'm not responsible, I'm going to end up living in a cardboard box. Right? So the brain extrapolates. And it says, basically, if I don't work hard, there's no money. If there's no money, I can't pay my mortgage. If I can't pay my mortgage, I'm living in a box. Those are fear-based values. And where do we get those? I've personally gotten that value from my Greek immigrant parents, right? There's a cultural connection there. It's imbued in how we show up in the world, right? So we have taken this on from parents, from teachers, from institutions, not to blame. Right? This is not about judgment. This is just a fact that we have been institutionalized to look at a place of fear and lack. So if the values that you are standing for right now feel fear-based, I want you to re-anchor them because they're not serving you, and that can't be part of a brand. A brand is when you have made choices about your values. It's when you are consciously choosing them because that becomes how the world experiences your choices. So same exact value, responsibility. Right? I still stand for that value. But for me, it's now coming from a place of truth. Truth-based values sound inspiring, motivating, right? Something that's going to be that compass where you want to be making decisions from that place. So a truth-based value might sound like, I believe in responsibility and working hard because the more I do, the more people I serve. Right? Same exact thing, but now there's not something of lack and scarcity coming out. It is about progress and future orientation. So think about that. The other tip, and this is kind of your coach's tip here with values, I want you to be very mindful that you are choosing values that you stand for right now. Right now. Because the problem is if you're choosing only aspirational values, right, of, oh, yes, you know, if a family is my number one value, but in practice, you're spending less than 2 hours on a weekend while you're on your phone with your family, that's not your top value. And forgive me for the tough love. I'm sharing this and shedding this so that you're able to just see the minute your actions can align with what you stand for, you become integrated again. You don't have a confusing experience of yourself, and you are not frustrated and in that self-doubt and self-blame. So it's okay if family is not. I have a lot of clients who feel guilt around putting family past their top three. It's okay. There might be a different chapter in your life, right? Let's say I caught you where you were about to start a family, and family jumped right to the top three. That's wonderful, but it was appropriate then and there for that experience. The problem is when we put it there because it's this aspirational value, but we don't actually stand for it in our behavior and our actions every day. So please, be mindful. The homework here is put a whole bunch of values, whatever comes to you, just track it for a couple of days on a piece of paper. Then I want you to look at all those values, right? Anything from honesty, integrity, to courage, to freedom, whatever works for you. And I want you to circle your top three. This is going to feel like a hard exercise because I'm asking you to make a choice from something that all seems like good things that we quote-unquote should have. Remember, branding is not about should have. Branding is about want to, right? Branding is about choice. So I'm going to ask you to make a choice, and then when you narrow down to those top three values, you define them for you. Because how you define value, family or integrity or honesty might be completely different how I define them. And the reason why I'm pushing so hard here is there's this integrity gap, right? When who you are on the inside is not matching who you are on the outside, forget branding, you're not going to be feeling in alignment with yourself. And so how could the world possibly have the best and brightest version of you? So homework, right? You're going to list all your values, you're going to circle the top three, and then you're going to define them for yourself. That then becomes our decision-making funnel. Tool number two in your branding toolkit. Moving to tool number three, we're going to talk about strengths. And this is one of those things that you've probably heard 100 times and say, yes, yes, I know my strengths. It's part of my brand. I want to offer a different dimension of strengths. There was this Gallup research that was done recently that I find fascinating. People across the world, all across different organizations, were asked, which do you think will help improve the most, knowing your strengths or knowing your weaknesses? And, of course, majority of people answered weaknesses. The disproportionate number who answered strengths were significantly more successful across all sorts of dimensions. More money, more promotions, more health, happiness, 20 dimensions of success. Those same people were asked, do you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day? Of course, and sadly, the majority of people said no. Those who answered yes were disproportionately happier, healthier, more productive, more promotions, more money across 20 metrics of success. So knowing your strengths is not just this nice to have, right? This is an absolute must when you're talking about the world of branding. Strength-based leadership, right? Research shows all types of wonderful things. Greater productivity, better health, relationships, performance. Now, I don't live up in the clouds. I am not saying do not know your weaknesses. My philosophy is you get your weaknesses to competency, and then you let go. Once they're at competency, you start investing the time, energy, resource, money in your strengths, because that is where you're going to be distinguishing yourself. That's your point of differentiation. It's not going to come from your weaknesses, right? If you're a terrible violin player and all you do is invest there, at best, you will be mediocre, right? Sorry for the tough love. If you are an incredible pianist, right, and you invest there, chances are you can become a virtuoso, right? So think about that. Where are you investing your time, energy, money, resources? That is where behavior and actions are in alignment with how we want to be perceived in the world, those three words that you wrote at the beginning of our call. So something to consider when you're thinking about strengths. You know your performance strengths. You know what you're good at, right? It's what you hear in your performance reviews. It's what you hear in 360 feedback. You've heard throughout your career, throughout your education. Great. Know those. That is what you are good at. I want you to layer a new dimension of strengths called passion strengths. And this comes from the work of Tal Ben-Shahar, the professor up at Harvard, who did the course on happiness, which was the most oversubscribed course in Harvard's history, right? Of course, because it was about happiness, and that's what we all want. So he talks about passion strengths, and passion strengths are quite simply what gives you energy. And the premise is, if we can know what you're good at, but also what gives you energy, and use what gives you energy to leverage even more so what you are good at, now we start becoming distinctive, right? Now we're talking about the power of a brand. So just to give you a very concrete example from my world, right, performance strengths. I was always good. I always had gotten feedback at leading meetings, at facilitation, strategic thinking, project management, a lot of listening, great listening, inspiring teams. Fantastic. Theoretically, I could do that in any type of organization. But what brought me energy, right, my passion strengths were always about speaking, writing, organizing, creative problem solving, inspiring people, spirituality, self-discovery. So the work, right, and your work is going to be how do we start living at the intersection of these, not just on the peripheries of the two circles. This is what I'm good at, and this is what gives me energy. How do you start living at this intersection? So how do we use what gives you energy to actually then distill it and bring it forward into what you do every day? This is where distinction happens. And when I think about a brand and what I want to leave you with before our break is a brand to me, quite frankly and quite simply, what I have seen across all the clients that I have worked with is this. A brand is the intersection of where strengths meets values. So in theory, we could all have the same strengths, right? We could all be analytical, great communicators, and wonderful at leading meetings. Fine. In theory, I know we're not. In theory, we could all have the same top three values, right? We could all say it's family, integrity, and courage are our top three values. We know it's not the case, but it could be, particularly in the teams that you find yourself within your organizations. Where a strength meets a value, that intersection, picture a crisscross, that very center of the X, that is a brand. Because you leverage what it is that you are good at, those strengths, that dimensionalized strength of both performance and passion strengths, with what you stand for and what you believe to be true, that you chose. Your top three values, no matter what, that allow the strengths, allow the values to actually come forth into the world and how people experience you. So that is the work, right? Get started at this break and just take a look. Where do my strengths lie? What are those top three words? This is going to be work for the rest of the summer. And just take the time and energy to look through. Okay, this is the home of the brand. We're going to pick up right from here, right after the break. So stay tuned.
There's more to come with Catherine and her guests on Uncommon Sense for Leaders. Catherine returns after this short break.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward. With tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned, these pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on toginet.com.
This is the All Business Radio Network. ABRN.
Are you looking for something more in your life or business? More success, more stability, more happiness? It's all out there waiting for you, but it doesn't just happen. You've got to go get it. Make it happen with Michelle McCullough, where motivation and strategy intersect. Michelle is a serial entrepreneur, acclaimed speaker, and the Woohoo Radio Network's resident business and success strategist. Michelle has the smarts, strategies, and experience to help you improve your life and take your business to the next level. You've got big dreams. You've got big vision. Now it's time for you to make it happen.
You're listening to Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for exploring leadership from the intellect, the heart, and the spirit. Here with more thought-provoking ideas on every aspect of leadership, Catherine Carlisi.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Valia Glitzis, your guest host for today. And right before the break, we were coming to the culmination of developing a personal brand from the inside out and really honing in on this intersection between our strengths and our values. So knowing what you are really good at with the dimensions that we spoke about, right? Not just what you're good at, but what also gives you energy and where those intersections lie, coupled with your values, right? Those guiding posts, those pillars, those anchors that you stand for and will be able to make decisions based off moving forward. That's a brand. Simple, not easy, right? But that is the internal work of getting real clarity of this is who I am on the inside without knowing your strengths, without knowing your values, and without having the glue of that personal leadership mantra that we spoke about earlier, it doesn't stick. We become tossed in the wind, and that apple tree that we were talking about, right, is looking over its shoulder constantly, trying to be the lemon tree, the peach tree, and so on. So the clarity comes when you have the courage to sit down and do this work, right? Make a ritual out of it. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, light a candle, go to your favorite bookstore, whatever it is that is meaningful for you, go sit in a park and do this work. Invest in this work. This is how you are able to define how the world sees you rather than having it be reactionary from the outside in. So that was part one. Shifting to part two, it does matter what the world looks like from the outside in, right? Because people are having an experience of you every single day, and that's where we want to go next. So we've done our inner work. Now, how do we actually look at the brand from the outside in? I want you to jot down on your piece of paper a couple of brands that you buy frequently. For whatever reason, these are brands that you are drawn to, that you buy frequently. Could be clothing brands, car brands, food brands, hotels. Jot down a couple of those. And I want you next to each one to put a couple of adjectives or a couple of reasons why you buy that brand frequently. All right? So for me, one of the brands that I love are the Aman Hotels. Right? I'm very drawn to that brand and what it represents for me, why I do it. It's luxury. To me, it's simple elegance. It is really knowing clients and understanding clients and going to their internal worlds and their personal preferences to make a service delivery that is simply exceptional. Okay? So just do that. Put a couple of reasons next to each of the brands. Now, what you've gathered there, typically the brands that we are attracted to, there is something about us that resonates. That's why we look for those brands. So take a look and see which of those adjectives or reasons for buying or reasons for believing inspire you. Those might be a couple of concepts that you want to incorporate into your own brand mission statement, which we're going to talk about in a second. Okay? The other thing, so that's just kind of a clue to get us started. The other thing from the outside in is we have many dimensions of professional branding, right? We've got physical, mental, emotional, social, spiritual, all sorts of dimensions of how the world sees us. So physical, right? Physical can be anything from the way you dress, to your office space, how much rest do you get, right? Are you looking tired all the time? Are you always on burnout? What type of self-care? Are there signature pieces that you wear, right? I always bring my earrings from Greece, and people always comment, oh, wow, look at those great earrings, right? So they're always expecting to see something from me. It's a small statement, but it makes me feel unique. It's part of my brand. My clients expect that, right? Your home, your body image, your exercise routine, all dimensions of the physical experience of the brand. Again, you don't need to be everything to everyone. I want you to choose. You might choose that dress does not matter, but office space really does. Fine. But then know that like any type of leadership, it is under a microscope. People are watching. When you're developing a brand, no matter if you are the intern or the CEO of an organization, people watch. Those who are leaders are comfortable being in the spotlight know, right, and I mean leaders in your life, know that you are being watched. Not in a bad way, not in an obsessive way, but in a way of saying, wait a second, you are on all the time. So what are the choices that you're making about the physical environment? All right, then we've got mental dimension of external branding. Mental is going back to those strengths, right? What is the content? What is your subject matter expertise? What are the ideas or the strategies that you come up with? Where do you add value, right? What about thought leadership? Are you writing? Are you contributing? Do you have a blog? Do you post on social media, right? How do you use your intuition? This is all about the IQ of branding, right? And you might choose that this dimension doesn't matter to you. Again, this is all about choice. This dimension might not matter, but know that it exists. So if you do want to pull the lever, there is a lever there that is accessible to you in terms of mental part of branding. Then we have the emotional component of branding, right? This one really speaks to me. This is, how do you essentially handle your own emotional world? What are your habits, your reactions, your stress patterns? How do you manage your time? How do you manage your energy, right? We spoke about that a couple of shows ago, to solve for managing energy instead of time, right? That's where real leadership lives. Your preferences, how do you actually feel your feelings? These are all dimensions of the emotional way that we brand ourselves. So every time you're stressed, do you go into a cocoon and hide? Do you get angry? Do you yell? Do you withdraw? Do you get sad? Do you get resentful? Right? People will have these repetitive experiences of you. This is part of a brand. So that's where we go back to choice versus habit. Right? Then we have our social dimensions of branding. Right? This is about your network, how you collaborate, your emotional intelligence, how you make me feel when I'm around you. How do you listen? Right? Are you present? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? And how does that show and manifest? What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies? Right? Additional dimensions of branding. If these matter to you, let's say you love adventure sports, then make that part of your brand. I want you to talk about that in the workplace. I want you to post that on social media. I want people to have an integrated experience that when they think of you, they think of adventure sports. Right? Whatever it is that matters, these are the ways that we start integrating across all of these dimensions. And finally, something that's very meaningful to me is the spiritual dimension of a brand. Right? The spiritual dimension, where do you find connection? Right? What's your highest higher purpose and your highest purpose of what it is that you do? What's your why? Right? Your reason for being. How do you center yourself? How do you ground yourself? Do you meditate? Right? Where are you in service? Do you show gratitude? Do you have a gratitude practice? All dimensions of spiritual branding. Right? So people who know me know that one of my top values is self-realization. And how does that manifest? Well, I attend seminars. I imbue it in the work that I do. I craft my meditation practice. I believe in centering and grounding. I teach clients how to do it. It becomes integrated in how I show up in the world at every touch point. That's the power of a magnetic brand, right? There's a consistency. There's a uniqueness. There's an aliveness. There's a predictability about it. So choose which of those dimensions, right? Physical, mental, emotional, social, spiritual. And if you can think of other dimensions, which are the ones that really resonate with you? That's the power of outside-in branding that you get to choose. You get to choose where you expend your energy, your time, your resources to really raise those levers so that the world is seeing you the way you want to be seen. So remember, a brand is not your job title, right? It's not that resume. A brand is about the qualities, right? The qualities of what it is that you do. You're going to share relevant proof points and touch points when you share your story. So what I'd love for you to do as an integration exercise for all of this, and this is going to be homework between now and the next time we see each other, is craft a brand statement. This is going to be a personal mission statement that incorporates everything we've done today, right, from our values to our strengths to that personal leadership mantra to all the outside-in dimensions that you choose to evolve. Distilled down to the essence of a statement, right? So this statement can be, and I'll give you a couple of different formulas, but essentially it's sharing with the world. It's your coming out. It's your saying, hey, here's who I am, here's what I believe, here's what I stand for, and here's what I can do for you, right? So it is the value you create, which essentially is your values and your strengths combined, plus who is it for, right? What's the target audience of your brand, plus what is the expected outcome, right? What's the brand promise? What are things that people can expect to receive from you? If that doesn't resonate, just another option, you can say how you see yourself professionally, plus your unique talents, plus your target audience, plus the benefit that's received by that audience, right? All sorts of ways that you can put these components together. One more way, right, you can do the value add that you add, plus the target audience, plus your strengths and how you use them, and then how these strengths actually add value in the future. So I'll read you my brand statement. And mine was simply the value I create plus who it's for plus expected outcome, right? So here's Valia's statement. I help high-potential leaders transform their old patterns and habits from ones that stand in their way to ones that catalyze transformational change in their lives and businesses. Often called the executive whisperer, I couple my keen listening with my intuitive coaching approach to unleash potential within my clients so that they can live their most inspired lives. And if I had to put a tagline on that, because that's a mouthful and we're not always going to use that, this is more the internal compass, I would say I catalyze leadership transformations for my clients. So that is the work, right? To be able to synthesize all of this, synthesizing is hard, right? Synthesizing is really, really tough. How do you bring this whole world of value, strength, personal leadership mantra, dimensions of branding that we have done today, and I have given you a whole lot in an hour, we've jam-packed this, how do you synthesize this into the essence of who you are so that you are able to wake up in the morning and know that this is what I stand for? All right? It takes work to catalyze this. You have a summer ahead of you, right? Take time. Take time. My wish list would be that you would do this on a monthly basis, if not certainly a quarter or twice a year at the bare minimum, that you sit and have a date with yourself. Have a date with yourself to actually put down these components, to understand the power of a brand, because I don't want anybody else defining it for you. I want you to be the one that's driving from the inside out. I want you to be telling the world who you are and what you stand for. So until I see you next time, I want to share my email address for those of you who want it and want to reach out and connect and share feedback and certainly any questions. The website is theparadoxofleadership.com, and you can email me there. It's Valia, V-A-L-I-A, at theparadoxofleadership.com. I will see you again the second Wednesday of August and really look forward to that. And until then, I urge you to do your homework. So really quickly, right, you're doing your personal leadership mantra, you're doing your strengths, you're doing your values, you're looking at all the dimensions of branding and synthesizing this into a very powerful brand statement that is who you stand for in the world. All the best to you. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Uncommon Sense for Leaders, a forum for examining leadership from the perspectives of intellect, heart, and spirit. We're committed to bringing you the insights and information you need to take you from where you are to where you want to be as a leader. So we want to know more about you, our listeners. What did you learn on today's show that struck a chord with you?